What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura here with your two-minute drill on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. The Browns wrapped up their first week of the OTAs today on Friday out here in Berea. And I'll tell you what, it was a good day for the offense. Josh McCown continues to look very sharp, very much in command. You can see his leadership, but what you really see is his accuracy. A couple great back shoulder fades, two Dwayne Bowe beating Joe Hayden, making great catches along the sideline. Also had some good pocket present, able to slide around the pocket, found Rob Housler, and had a beautiful pop pass down the seam to rookie fullback Malcolm Johnson. You're going to want to remember that name. Think of how Marcel Reese was used in Oakland for the Raiders. That's what Malcolm Johnson's going to be here in John DeFilippo's offense. So it was a solid day overall for the offense. The defense certainly had their moments. Dante Whitner with a big interception off of the hand of Josh McCown. Paul Kruger, a couple sacks on the day. But again, a good day for the offense. You saw Josh McCown, again, continue to look comfortable here throwing the football. And Isaiah Crowell, talking to him, lost a little bit of weight. He's kind of been in the lab, as they like to say. His body in peak condition, looks very fast. His balance, something that was an issue last year, has not been an issue at all through the first 3 weeks of the first three practices of the OTAs. So look for this offense. Again, they're going to feature the run, a lot of two tight end sets, a lot of pre-snap movement, but their quarterback, Josh McCown, again, had a solid day for you there. Ray Farmer not afraid to shake up this roster right away. You got to play like a Brown. If not, you're going to be out of here. Three moves. Keith Pugh, the outside linebacker, was waived, as was defensive tackle Calvin Barnett and center Nick McDonald. So those are the moves for the week. The Browns will be back at it next week here in Berea as they continue their OTAs. They'll have 10 of them total leading up to the mini camp June 16th to the 18th. That's your two-minute drill. I'm Nathan Zagura. Thanks for watching. ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. Keep it here for all the latest on your Cleveland Browns.